Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody today. We're so glad that you're with us on this, 14th Sunday after Pentecost. And we are so glad that you're here today, and we have come to worship the Lord and sing and open our hearts to receive encouragement from the Lord today. And that's what we'll be talking about a little bit later on. How do we encourage ourselves in the Lord? So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. God is our sun and our shield.
God's glory shines upon us.
God is our strength and our hope.
God's faithfulness guides us.
God is our hope and salvation. Well, let's join together there if you'd like to sing out of the hymn book. It's hymn number 630, Heaven Came Down and Glory Filled My Soul. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, He made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took of the offer of grace He did proffer, save me, oh praise His name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure. After the passing of time, I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, when at the cross I believe. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from His precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Well, let's join together and for our opening prayer in the bulletin. God of grace and glory, pour out the power of your Holy Spirit on our worship and our gathering. Strengthen and protect us with your steadfast faithfulness. Feed us with the bread of life and guide our steps with the wisdom of your word. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated, and we're going to sing our next hymn there, number 650. I love to tell the story. I chose this one. As many of you, some of you know, that Kay Maitland passed away this last week. But this was her favorite hymn. I remember shortly after she came, she told me this one was. And so we've sung. So we're going to sing it today. And there's four verses there. I love to tell the story. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longing as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, more wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies of all my golden dreams. I love to tell the story, it did so much for me. And that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story. 'Tis pleasant to repeat with I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's holy word. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory, the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best. Seems hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new, new song, 'twill be the old, old story that I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Well, I'm going to invite our kids, if they would make their way down this morning.
Well, that's all right. But anyway, guys. Did you get hurt? Oh my gosh, that would be, you know what? What happens if we fall off of something and we get hurt and nobody's there? That would be kind of scary, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Guess what? God is there with us. And that's why I say God hears our cries. God hears when we're hurting. And that's why we remind ourselves, and thankfully mom and dad and grandma and grandpas and friends and teachers and everybody else, classmates, are all there to help us when we're hurting. Yeah, exactly. Our friends help us, yeah. But sometimes it can be, if nobody's there, you've got to remember God is there. Even though we can't see God. And I've said this before. You can't see God, and God is there. And that helps us when we're feeling sad or hurt or in pain or whatever it may be. Okay? All right. You guys can head on down. I think you have Miss Rhea today. A whole bunch there this morning. And she's got.
All right, as they're heading down, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and we want to encourage you, if you have a joy or concern that you would like to share, that you can do that this morning. Yes. Yes. Yes, I had that written down. In fact, Jeannie texted me because they weren't going to be here today. And she said, could you please pray for the Reddick family? Yeah. And I didn't know Bruce, but we know Dave real well. And he lost his brother. But we want to remember the Reddick family in our prayers today with the loss of Bruce there in that car accident over here on Alconycon over in 55. Somebody else. Yes. We are so glad to see him this morning. I was surprised. In fact, somebody told me he was at the football game last night, and I was even more surprised. Ah, yeah. I understand. Yes. Yeah, yep, and it was, yes, I heard that, yeah. But let's continue to pray for Greg. He, and I don't know if they know everything that's going on, but his blood pressure will just kind of flare up, and it's not like 140 over 100, it like gets way up there, quite high. Yes, and so we definitely want to, they've changed some medicines around and stuff, but we want to continue to pray for him and also continue to pray for the wisdom for the doctors as they're trying to get this all worked out and everything. So I appreciate that. Somebody else? Oh, that's never easy. And so we definitely want to pray for him with his back. And yes, yeah, so... somebody else, yes. Unspoken this morning, yep. Anybody else this morning? Yes. In itself, yes. Yeah. Well, that's true. You know, everybody's a little bit different when it comes to those kind of things, but we want to continue praying for Mary Jo and God's healing touch there. Somebody else? I see another hand this morning. All right, we got several there. Asking prayers. Keep Jim Maitland in your prayers. I could tell right away, this is going to be hard for him with losing Kay. And maybe you get a chance. His number's in the directory. You can give him a call. He doesn't have a cell phone, but you can call his house. And If he doesn't answer, leave a message. Tell him you're from the church, and he'll probably call you back. And if you want to stop over or whatever, I'm sure he'd appreciate any of that. Continue lifting up Esther. I got to see Esther. Oh, what night was that? I was over there Thursday or Friday. Took them, her and Butch communion, and we got to pray together. And she is doing. This is my thing. She is doing so much better than when I saw her in the hospital the last time. But she still. One of the big things is getting her words out. And remembering things. So please pray specifically about that, because that seems to be one of her real big struggles after having that mini stroke. And Butch said she's coming along on with her walking and everything, using a walker and getting her strength back and everything, because she was laid up there for a few weeks, wasn't it? Yeah. And let me see. I don't think I have anything else. Anybody else then this morning? All right. So just the different ones that were mentioned there, and give you a chance there to lift those needs or persons up to the Lord in prayer as they come to your mind while she plays, or maybe something that you could not speak about. And God knows that and sees that. And then I'll close out. Lord, we are thankful today for the sunshine, for the beautiful weather that we've been experiencing. And Lord, we're so thankful for all of the goodness and the mercies and the love and the grace that you extend into our lives every day. We thank you that you are watching over us no matter what we're going through, and that you care and that you're concerned. And that you work in our lives in and behind the scenes. Thank you that you bring people into our lives that encourage us and speak words of life and love and hope at times when we need it the most. And we're so thankful that you go before us, and that you surround us, and that you guard us from behind. All of those things that's talked about in Scripture. And so we thank you for all of those. And Lord, as we lift up the specific needs that have been mentioned today, we just ask for your touch for each of these. We think of Mike, who is going through or went through surgery and then has more surgeries coming up. We just pray for your healing touch there, to continue to guide the surgeon's hands and be with them. For Barney today, that you will just give him a healing touch in his back, whatever that is specifically, whether it's in the muscles or in something else. God, we just pray for your peace today in that area of his back, and that you would minister to him. We continue to lift up Mary Jo for healing there, and your touch, And Lord, we lift up Jim today, that you'll just encourage his heart and be with him and give him your peace and use us to be a blessing. We pray for Greg, and Lord, we thank you that he is doing better, but sometimes he still has those flare-ups and sometimes he battles dizzy spells. We just ask that you would just bring peace to his body right now. And ask that you would touch him, Lord, with your presence, your healing grace, to help level out that blood pressure and get it where it needs to be. Continue to give the doctors wisdom and guidance as they work with him, and bring your healing hand, we pray. Lord, we lift up Esther. Thank you. She is doing so much better. But Lord, we continue to ask that you would bring healing into her brain, Lord, and those areas that were affected by the stroke, that there would be healing and mending that would take place, and that through the speech therapists and others, that she will be able to convey her thoughts and the words she wants to say, and recollection will come back, Lord, and continued strength in her legs. And thank you for that. And continue to give strength to Butch as he helps to take care of her during this time. And Lord, we pray for the Reddick family, Lord, with the loss of Bruce, God. We pray for your grace and your comfort and your peace today, that you will watch over them as only you can do. And we're thankful and grateful for all of those things. Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list. So many of them that are going through treatments, God, for cancer and other serious illnesses, Lord. We just ask for your continued healing touch for them, that we lift them up. We continue to think about our men and women that are serving overseas and around the world and here at home, that you'll continue to watch over them, specifically those that are mentioned on our monthly list there, Luke and Matthew and another one I can't think of his name right now. Lord, that you'll just be with them and watch over them and keep them safe, and we're thankful for that. And Lord, if someone's come in today and they've been facing discouragement or something else that's been weighing on their heart, I pray that you will just touch them with your presence and let them know that you love them and care about them today, and that they can lay that burden down at your feet and pick up your mantle that's light and easy and walk out in your peace today, knowing that you care for them and that that peace passes all understanding. And Lord, we do mention that one that was mentioned, the unspoken. Lord, you know what that is. And we ask that you would minister there as only you can do. As we thank you for all of these things, as we ask them now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us, and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us this morning. Well, we have the opportunity now to worship the Lord with our giving, and we are very thankful that the Lord, in Scripture, it tells us that the Lord is the one that gives us the power and the ability and strength to make wealth, and God blesses us through that with our hands and gifts and abilities, and then in turn we can use that wealth and power to be able to be a blessing to others. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Well, let's join together for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Bread of heaven, thank you for blessing us to be your disciples. Disciples who share freely with your world. May our gifts and offerings become food and blessings for your world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I tell you what, it just does my heart good to see the young ones helping out in the service like that. And that's a blessing. I, for some reason, I was thinking of that passage in 1 Samuel where it tells us about Eli was a boy. He was just a boy, and he helped serve in the house of the Lord there at Shiloh, I think it was. But so that's great. And at any time, if your kids or grandkids want to help out, that would be wonderful. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm 34 this morning. This is our lectionary reading. If you remember a couple weeks ago, the first part of this psalm was the lectionary psalm, and we talked about taste and see that the Lord is good. Today, we're going to be reading verses 15 through 19 of Psalm 34, and we're going to be talking about encouraging ourselves in the Lord. So you can follow along there. Let's read. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. The Lord sets his face against wrongdoers to cut off all memory of them from the earth. While the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and sets them free from all their troubles. The Lord is close to those whose courage is broken and saves those whose spirit is crushed. Though the misfortunes of the righteous be many, the Lord delivers them out of all. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Now, I know I sometimes share something funny, and you might consider this a little bit crude humor, but I think there's a point to be made here, and I'll say more about that in a moment. Sometimes when you cry, no one sees your tears. Sometimes when you're in pain, no one sees your hurt. Sometimes when you are worried, no one sees your stress. Sometimes when you are happy, no one sees your smile. But pass gas just one time, and everyone knows. Yeah. And I like that one for one reason. Because of what the beginning says. And I'm going to talk more about that this morning. Because this morning I want to talk to you about encouraging ourselves in the Lord. You know, one of the worst feelings in the world is when we are discouraged or hurting, and it seems like no one is there to help, to care, or to encourage us. I didn't include it in the reading today, but I want to tell you, in 1 Samuel 30, we are told a story about David, and this is before he is king, and Saul is king at the time and has been chasing after David because he already knows the word of the Lord that David's going to be the next king. And in 1 Samuel 30, we're told about David and his men who are fighting off the Amalekites who are raiding Israel's towns. During one of the battles, they had a grave setback at Ziklag. In fact, it tells us in 1 Samuel 30 that David's men were so discouraged, they became bitter in their hearts and wanted to stone David. Now, David was their commander and leader, and they wanted to stone him. In fact, the scripture tells us that David was caught between a rock and a hard place. He was in a tight fix. And then it says this, David encouraged or strengthened himself in the Lord. You know, it's great to have family and friends that are there for us in our time of need, or when we're hurting, or when we're discouraged. It's good to have a teacher, a coworker, a pastor to cheer us on. But one thing that I have discovered and I have learned, and you probably have too, is that we can't always depend on others to be there for us or to encourage us. Sometimes even our spouse at times. And we've got to learn to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Now, you might be thinking, well, how do we do that? Well, here's what I want you to see this morning, or hear this morning. By changing the channel in our hearts and heads so that we remember that God is with us and for us whatever we're going through. So it's so easy in our hearts and in our minds to rumble through what has been happening. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes, and somebody was just telling me this the other day, sometimes as soon as your head hits the pillow at night, you lay there for hours with all this stuff rumbling through your head, just going over, and it discourages you and depresses you and whatever else you want to say. And there are times when we need to just change the channel. So I'm going to tell you a little story. When I was 12, 13, I was over at my brother's house, Mike and Mel's, and this was before remote controls. And we're in there and we're watching something on the TV. And you got to know my brother, Mike. He's a character. He's in his recliner and he says, "Hey, Melanie, can you come here for a minute?" And she comes in and, you know, thinking, what do you need? What do you want? And he goes, "Would you change the TV channel for me?" Yeah, I see some of you ladies with that look on your face there. Yeah, yeah. And we're like, "Mike," you know. But, you know, the thing is, though, is that that's what we have to do in life. We got to change the channel that's in our head, what we're hearing or listening to. And Psalm 34 contains some of the most wonderful words in Scripture regarding God's concern and care for us. And so this morning, I want to encourage you. I don't want to leave you hanging. I don't want you to say, just change the channel. Well, that's easier said than done, isn't it? So what do we change it to? And this is what I want you to change it to. Because Psalm 34 reminds us this, as I talked about with the kids, God looks out for us. God looks out for us. We have to remind ourselves about those things. So there's a couple things here I want you to see. First of all, when discouraged, remember God is attuned to our cries. God is attuned to our cries. It's important to know God sees what we're facing. It's important for us to know that God hears our cries and God keeps an eye and an ear out for us. Let me say this, no matter where we are or what circumstances we may find ourselves in, we need to encourage ourselves by reminding ourselves that God listens and is ready to act in response to our cries and needs, whatever that may be. Another aspect of this is that God is looking out for us is when discouraged, remember, God sees our situations. We are not alone. Because sometimes when we are facing those things and we think nobody's there for us, we think we're all alone in those situations. And here's the thing. We don't have to pray fancy prayers with fancy words. We may just simply cry out to God, "Help me, Lord. Help me." Or something else, whatever that may be. When our heart is broken, when situations in life feel like they're crushing us, when our fight is gone or our hopes are dashed, it's important that we remind ourselves that God sees us. And God will see us through whatever we're going through. I don't know if you ever saw the movie by James Cameron called Avatar. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie before. The first one, and there's the second one. There's going to be like three more coming out up through 2030 or something like that. Most visually wonderful movies I've ever seen in my life. But it's a story about humans that get into a machine and they end up transposing themselves into an avatar to live on this world where they cannot breathe, to interact with a culture beyond our galaxy and everything. But here's what I want you to see, and I know that's, you might be boring you, but anyways, I want you to see this point. In the movie, when the star, the one guy, gets to know the one girl from the other planet, something they do in their community is they look at each other in the eyes and they say, "I see you." And it means that I see what's happening, I care about you, and I know what's going on. And that's what I want you to see and get a picture of today. When it says that God sees us, it's that God knows what we're facing, knows what's happening in our life, and cares about us. And not only does God do that, but God then works and acts in ways so that God sees us through those times. God looks out for us. Second thing we see here is that God is near. Now, both of those are really close to one another, aren't they? But it's important, again, for a couple of reasons. When discouraged, remember God is close to the brokenhearted. That's the passage there that some of us have heard through the years that a pastor or somebody else may say. In other words, here's what I want you to see. And this is when we think God is not there with us at times. God is near when we are going through those times, whether we feel like God is there or not. In fact, God's presence can be experienced when we're going through afflictions, when we're facing discouragement, when we're overwhelmed by worry or anxiety, or trouble is on every side. The psalmist and the scripture tells us over and over again that God is not only near, but that God's presence can be experienced through those times. So when we feel crushed, when we feel down and out or all alone, God is by our side and gives us strength when we are weak. And then the other aspect of this is then when discouraged, remember that God can make a way where there seems to be no way. There's an old song. I'm not sure who sings it. You can hear it once in a while on one of the Christian radio stations. I think it was Don Moen that wrote it, a worship leader. And it goes like this. God can make a way where there seems to be no way. Dun, 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 dun. And there's other words to it, and I don't remember all the words. But it's so true, because part of God delivering, rescuing, saving, whichever terminology you want to read there, or translation, depending on which one you read in on Psalm 34, is about God making a way for His children. It's good to know that we can take refuge in God, and that God will make a way by, one, preserving us in the midst of whatever we're going through, and two, liberating us in the midst of that. And sometimes it involves God liberating us from condemnation. Okay, I'm going to push a little buttons here a little bit. And I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. Sometimes when we get in pickles, and I don't mean literally, you know what I'm saying. our pride gets wounded and hurt. And because of that, we can get very discouraged because of maybe we don't want somebody to know what we're going through, or somebody already knows and maybe we think they're talking about us. And one of the things that it says there towards the end of the Psalm 34 is that God delivers or liberates us from condemnation. We don't have to feel that way. Who cares what somebody thinks? Yes, we do care, don't we? Or it wouldn't bug us or bother us, wouldn't it? Yes, I know what I'm talking about there. But anyways, but we need to remind ourselves that God is near, that God is close to us when we're hurting, and that God can make a way even when it seems embarrassing at times. So let me ask you a question. What channel are you listening to in your head and hearts today? The psalmist reminds us the next time we're alone, or there's no one to help us, or we're wondering if God cares, that we remember and remind ourselves that God is watching over us. God hears our cry, sees our situations, and that God is near, God is close, and able to make a way where there seems to be no way. That is how we encourage ourselves in the Lord. It doesn't just happen automatically. It takes practice like anything else in our faith walk. We just have to learn to change the channel. Encouraging ourselves in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, you can go ahead and before we close out with our chorus there, to greet one another and share the blessing with each other and greet before we close out. Let's see if you remember it. We sang it for the first time a few months ago. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Let's Let's sing it again. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the cross to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Good. I could hear you singing out there. I always loved that. We always sang. I think I sang that a lot in our last church that I pastored. So, well, let's join together for our benediction. Led by Christ, may we be strengthened by the Spirit and guided by God as we go in God's glory and grace. Amen. Amen.